This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Breaking news. Former President Trump has been indicted by a grand jury in Georgia that has been investigating the former president over his alleged efforts to undo the 2020 election results in that state. District Attorney Fannie Willis will be holding a press conference this hour. CBS's Nicole Killian is at the courthouse in Atlanta, where it's been a flurry of activity.
After listening to a lot of this evidence, we saw the clerk of the court here in Fulton County with a stack of papers, walk that over to the presiding judge in this case, Judge Robert McBurney, who has presided over a number of the proceedings throughout the course of this investigation. He asked her if everything went as it should with the grand jury. She responded in the affirmative.
Again, District Attorney Fannie Willis will be holding a press conference later this hour. Hundreds of volunteers are pitching in and helping their neighbors in the wildfire-devastated town of Lahaina on Maui. KCBS-TV's Rutabay Shabazi is in Kihei.
We get water, we get food, we get toilet paper.
Those essentials are going to thousands of people now staying in shelters or hotels. Kamuela Kaakoa, his girlfriend, and their six-year-old son are now living in a parking lot.
It's all we got now is our car and our belongings inside of it, you know.
Organizers say the supplies have been coming in nonstop, and they are quickly working to sort, organize, and deliver them.
At least 99 people have died in the wildfires. A 17-year-old in Philadelphia is facing charges as part of a federal terrorism investigation. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner says the suspect is alleged to have been in contact with individuals and groups considered global terrorists.
The young man who's arrested is in custody at this time. We expect him to remain there. It will be our intent that he remain there until there is a trial or other resolution of this case.
30 years in prison is the sentence given to Cecily Aguilar for her role in the 2020 murder of Fort Cavazos Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen. Reporter Chris Fox.
Judge Alan Albright was moved to tears at times by the evidence brought by investigators. Members of Guillen's family overwhelmed by the grotesque details of Cecily Aguilar's role in helping her boyfriend, Army Specialist Aaron Robinson, dismember, skin, and bury 20-year-old Vanessa Guillen. Robinson committed suicide before Guillen's body was found.
A legal win for young environmental activists in Montana after a first-of-its-kind trial in the U.S. A judge says the state agencies were violating the activists' constitutional right to a clean environment by allowing fossil fuel development without considering its effects on climate change. Recapping our top story, former President Trump has been indicted by a grand jury in Georgia that has been investigating the former president over alleged efforts to undo the 2020 election results. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in. Turn on and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Gray day out there. Holy moly.
Yes, it is. And can I just throw this out? If your wipers are on, your lights must be on.
Yeah, you're always...
That's a state law.
This is maybe a generational thing. It's not a checklist thing for me of do I need to turn my lights on or not, because it's just once it's dark, it turns on. So I am totally guilty of that.
Because this is who I am. I saw a truck this morning, and oh, so God. I called. Did and I just said, look, you know, he's not driving recklessly or anything, but I just want you to know, and maybe you should tell all your drivers that it is a state law that if your wipers are on, your lights must be on, because when it's raining, it's hard to see you.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Should our justices have recusal rules? And if so, what should they be? 844-967-2789. Welcome to Monday's show. Monday's rainy show. We haven't used that opener in a while.
No, it's been quite a while, actually.
And I forgot that you are the enforcer of the headlights.
The headlight police. We all have our things.
But it's a very good reminder, as of right now, if you are listening to this in your car, because I think it's raining across most of the state right now.
Yep, and it's going to get, it could get real heavy this afternoon, though.
Yes, and so if you are driving today and it is raining, Jane says, turn your headlights on.
Please.
But to get to the topic du jour to kick off today, you may have heard that last week, Molly Beck reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I think this was actually Voss was on a radio show where he said this. I have to look in the article to see which one it was. But Voss says lawmakers may consider impeachment if Protasiewicz doesn't recuse from redistricting case, which made me start to think. I would love your opinion on whether or not she should, but more broadly, what should recusal rules look like? Because as of right now, we do not have any. In the past, when cases come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, one of the seven justices has had a conflict of interest. Maybe because the person to appear before the court had donated money or passed allegiances. You know, there's been conflicts. It's basically the honor system in Wisconsin. So there are no rules for dictating when a Supreme Court justice should recuse himself from a case. And, you know, so even when someone has donated thousands of dollars to their campaign, I'm not a historian of Wisconsin judicial stories, but like, I think there's more cases of people where there was pressure for them to step down and recuse themselves than stories where someone did actually recuse themselves. And so I think, unless you disagree with me, that we can agree that we should have a standard that everyone is held to. Maybe you disagree with that. 844-967-2789. If you don't disagree with that, what should it look like? Is it simply about when people donate and monetary conflicts of interest? Or in the case of Protasiewicz, and the issue that Robin Voss is specifically taking with her is how much she spoke about her values, and specifically in the redistricting case, how she said any normal person or any sane person can look at our maps and say, this is not representative. And now he is calling for her recusal for when the case
is heard.
Is heard, which it will happen because it's already been filed. So would love to hear from you as far as what do you think recusal rules or standards should look like? Or should we, do you think it's up to the justices? Because, I mean, have you heard many people say, justify the code of ethics, the U.S. Supreme Court not having a code of ethics?
No.
I feel like most people have also been like, this is kind of gross.
It's just wrong.
And recusal is different than a code of ethics, but they're kind of in the same pot as far as integrity goes for our justices.
Just the assumption that because of these the position that these people hold, that they are the highest ethical standards and need no governance or no oversight is ridiculous.
I completely agree. 844-967-2789.
Curtis from West Dallas, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yes, there should be a code of ethics. There used to be up until like 2015 till the money really got poured into the politics, because now it's all about who has the money, controls the purse strings, you know, and it's really sad because no one has ethics anymore. I mean, it really sad. It's like you have Justice Thomas. The money he took, he should be ashamed of himself.
I agree.
The three things he took, he should be ashamed of himself. There's no reason. And the bottom line is, isn't it crazy? The Republicans always put blinders on when it's their party, but when it's the Democratic Party or somebody's more liberal or a little loosened, not look in the same mirror as they do, they're all wrong. They're all wrong. Because let me tell you, if Thomas was Justice, the woman, what was her name?
Sotomayor?
Yeah.
Sotomayor.
Let me tell you, it'd been totally wrong. It would be flipped upside down and don't talk about it. Because if they don't talk about it, people forget about it.
I totally agree. Had it not happened basically simultaneously of kind of the, you know, the skepticism of Sotomayor's case, which is not nearly on the same level as Thomas's case, but the fact that the Thomas case is there, like Republicans can't really say anything about Sotomayor. They have to be like, well, they just are all.
This happens all the time.
Yes, it's fine.
Business as usual.
What do you think about in Wisconsin when it comes to recusal? Do you feel like we need to work towards having, because recusal is different than a code of ethics, but as far as like in Protasiewicz, should she step down from the redistricting case because of what she said during the campaign?
No.
Different thing?
Because let me tell you, no way. If it would have been, who's running against her? He just lost. What's his name?
Dan Kelly.
If it was Dan Kelly, oh, Dan, you're my buddy. High five. What's up? You know, but now all of a sudden, now it's the liberal or more of a less conservative person. Oh, we got to stop her from doing what she wants to do. It's almost like a beaver in a dam. You know what I mean? Every time it's something towards the Democratic side or more liberal side, they throw the beaver in, you know? It's like, no, it doesn't work both ways. You have to have a law. They should put a law, just like Supreme Court justice, just like the laws in their state. Everybody should have a code of ethics. It's really sad that it used to be you never had to put it in paper. You know, now everything has to be put in paper, because otherwise, like, oh, well, I didn't know about that. Just like everything is going on in politics now. I mean, everything that, oh, I didn't know about that. They put the dumb card out, you know, like that's going to supply everything.
And some of them are dumb, but a lot of them are not. Thanks so much for the call, Curtis.
Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have Tom joining us from West Dallas. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I agree with your last caller. As far as I'm concerned, Protasiewicz should not recuse herself for this. What is the difference between her telling the people that when I get elected, this is what I'm going to do? Why would that cause for her to recuse it? I mean, that's why we voted for her, because we knew she wasn't going to play the Republican games. Now, again, with, what the heck is her name? The Chief Justice. I'm sorry.
Ziegler.
Ziegler. She did not recuse herself for voting on something that her family was personally involved mm-hmm. with. That is completely different mm-hmm. from Protasiewicz. And also, like your caller said, Thomas. My God. I mean, it's so obvious. He's proven that he has voted for people who have taken him on these vacations, who are friends of his and stuff, and he shows an utter bias for that and sides with them. Therefore, yeah, he should get kicked out of there as far as I'm concerned.
No, I totally agree, because this is what she actually said about the maps. They do not reflect people in this state. I don't think you could sell any reasonable person that the maps are fair. And then she said, I can't tell you what I would do on a particular case, but I can tell you my values, and the maps are wrong. So he is saying that statement is grounds for her to recuse herself because she has already predetermined how she is going to rule. And I don't know if you can prove that.
Not really.
Well, what is the difference then between her saying that and our illustrious senator who says, I'm going to cut Social Security? And then we voted for him. But should he not then vote because he said that I want to cut Social Security on the campaign trail?
Well, I think it's different because, I mean, politicians, they are supposed to make promises of how they will vote, right, on, like, certain issues and policy stuff versus, like, judges are supposed to be – they're supposed to be nonpartisan. They're supposed to be objective. They're supposed to look at how the case is argued on its face value versus my opinion on this topic. So, like, I get that, but I just don't know if she indicated that by enough that she's like, well, I already know how I'm going to rule on this once the case comes. So I don't know. I think the fact that there are no rules for recusal, there's no justifiable grounds for them to be threatening impeachment, because if there's no standards, then how do you say, well, she broke her oath. You know what I mean?
I agree. I also think, though, that, like, Robin Voss is very frightened because if those maps change, he ain't going to be in charge anymore.
Absolutely. And that is at the core of this.
Yeah.
That is at the core of this. Oh, my God, we might lose.
What will we do then?
Oh, no. We got a bunch of texts we're going to get to, too.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thanks for the call, Tom. 844-967-2789. We're talking about recusal. Broadly, we're talking about what should recusal rules be? And granted, none of us are lawyers. Not none of us. Some of our listeners are absolutely lawyers.
Sure.
But as far as, like, what would you like to see as far as what you think is standard, objective, fair for when a justice should step down from a case? Most of the time, I feel like it has to do with money. When did people take money for their, you know, since we elect justices instead of them being appointed? And there is any kind of personal gain that can happen through them ruling on this case. I don't know necessarily how Protasiewicz has personal gain
from fair maps.
From a redistricting case.
She doesn't.
And so
it's not about that.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to take more of your calls, take more of your texts on this issue. Would love to hear from you. Should we have recusal rules? If so, what should they look like? And also, I'll get through a little bit more of what impeachment could look like if they actually made good on that promise and tried to impeach Janet Protasiewicz if she refuses to recuse herself for the redistricting case. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 59. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 76. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows around 56. Clear skies Wednesday, with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. It's
Return to sender. Return to sender.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break right now. Right after I call on Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Dick. What's in your mind today?
Actually, I was going to bring up that cryptocurrency judge because I would have loved to have him on this case. But that said, this morning I'm watching Morning Joe, and they had Chuck Rosenberg on there, and I just can't stand the guy. He would not answer the question openly about the situation that we're talking about with him. But he finally said something to the effect, well, you know, he's running for president, and it's a really slippery slope type thing. I'm paraphrasing him. And then he brought up how tough it would be from the standpoint of the security people, the Secret Service. And then somebody finally said, well, why not put him under house arrest, put him at Mar-a-Lago with a bracelet on his ankle? You can't be out campaigning and you can't be talking. If then the Secret Service can watch him there at Mar-a-Lago. But he made this stupid statement about, well, if he was actually sent to jail, how do they actually watch him, the Secret Service people? I don't really particularly care. And if they should arrest him, maybe they should put him in the car the way he suggested years back.
Interesting. Yeah, let me unpack that just real quick. First of all, Tanya Chutkin right now has indicated that the more he pulls this, the more likely she'll do an early trial. She may do a January 2nd trial. I don't think that's efficient, number one. Number two, yeah, you could put him under house arrest in Bedminster, Mar-a-Lago, and require him to have a bracelet, and he can't leave. But if he leaves at some point, you put out a bench warrant, and you have to have him arrested. And if he is convicted and gets sentenced to prison for what he did in any of these cases, it's really not fair that he get house arrest where the average person doesn't. The way to handle it is this. There are very, very high security prisoners already that we have where people are trying to kill them. And you simply isolate him. I told you there's this prison in Danbury, Connecticut, that's sort of a country club prison. They call it for white collar defendants. It has a tennis courts. I think it has a deli and all that kind of stuff. Or there's a maximum security out in Colorado, and they put El Chapo in there. They'll put ISIS, jihadist criminals out there. So you put him in a cell out there. You may have to reserve two or three cells for the FBI and for the Secret Service. And he's essentially in solitary. You know, he can look out the window. They bring him out in the yard every 8 hours or so, and he can walk around, smell the air, and then go back in. You can protect him. The point is, everything that I have just described is mind-boggling that we even have to have this conversation. I mean, look, this guy is out on bail in three courts, three jurisdictions. It's bail. They didn't charge him money, but they have conditions, and they let him go. I mean, how can people support a guy running for president who's out on bail in three jurisdictions, pretty soon four jurisdictions? We're going to go quick to the lines. We're going to start with Gene of Eau Claire. The rest of you don't hang up. I'll get get back to you right away. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Thanks, Matt. I'll make it short and swift, and that is you commit the crime, you do the time. There's no excuses. The guy's a criminal. He should be treated like one, and I'm sick of all this special treatment because this guy became the president, abused his power, hurt many people, is a danger to our country, period. End of sentence. Thank you very much, Matt. You have a good day. Great show. Thank you. Bye.
Excellent call, as always. Lance of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. Lance, what's your mind today?
Yeah, I think the way this is going to play out is they're going to try to put the trial off as late as possible because the later they put it towards the election, the more it's going to hurt him. And then it would be, you know, right in the news right around election time. And should they prosecute him and arrest him, put him in jail, whatever, that would give less time for Republicans to bring someone else up to make a run for it.
Yeah, that's an interesting, very interesting insight, Lance. Let me tell you, there's two ways of looking at it. One is if they try him in January and he's convicted, that is information that can be taken into account in the rest of the Republican primaries and caucuses, too. And they might try to squeeze a guy like Youngkin or one of these guys in there. But you're right. We can't control everything. But I agree with you, and I agree with what Gene just said, and that is the law applies to everybody. Everybody. Why should this guy be able to get special treatment? He did what he did, and now he's going to be tried by a jury of his peers. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. Mark, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, well, the Constitution demands really a speedy trial, so, you know, that not having a speedy trial is you know, violating his constitutional rights. But a minor correction to that, that the Constitution is fairly simple on what the oath is. It's best of their ability to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Everything else is implied that they're supposed to obey the laws, preserve the laws. But, I mean, he violated his oath, pure and simple. And, I mean, for all those conservatives out there, I recommend that they actually read the Constitution. It's not that hard to read. It's in some pretty simple language. There's a few places where it's a little confusing, but it's not all that confusing. And try reading the Wisconsin Constitution as well. That it's clear that the our current districts are unconstitutional, and the educational system must have failed all the Republicans if they think the current legislative districts are constitutional, because they don't neither know the definition of contiguous or compact.
Right. Excellent call. Yeah. And let me just build on the Constitution includes the 14th Amendment, because the Constitution includes all of the amendments. Some of the most important, not, I wouldn't say the most important, but provisions of the Constitution are in the amendments. The First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment. Well, the 14th Amendment, if you're involved in insurrection, you can't serve in office. And that squarely applies to this guy. He's no good, and we can't have him in his presence. We're coming to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump has just been indicted again, this time by a grand jury in Georgia investigating the 2020 election. Prosecutors allege there was a conspiracy to change the outcome. CBS's Nicole Killian with details on the charges.
Beginning with, for instance, false statements to and solicitation of state legislatures. We know that there were several hearings that were held at the state Capitol back in December of 2020, where you had Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, who was named in this indictment, who tried to convince state lawmakers to try to put up their own slate of electors.
Our Christiane Benavides on why this case is different.
If Mr. Trump were to be reelected, because these are state charges, this is not something that he could potentially attempt to pardon himself. That's why these charges are weighing so heavily.
This is the fourth criminal indictment for Trump. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
President Joe Biden is in Wisconsin on Tuesday, August 15th, and you'll find complete coverage of his visit on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will kick it all off during the newscast at noon, followed by Town Call with Devil's Advocates host Mike Crute joining the show live on location in Milwaukee. Then listen for the president's speech during the Todd Alba show after 1 p.m.
Special live coverage of President Joe Biden's stop in Milwaukee Tuesday, August 15th, starting at noon on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get you in order. Gordon of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gordon, what's on your mind today?
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Flynn. I've known you for a little while, way back. my concern about all the anger towards Mr. Trump, and it's well-deserved anger, I would hope that part of that energy is transferred from trying to get rid of him to electing state representatives, state senators, members of Congress, and members of the U.S. Senate, which are as important, if not more important, than Mr. Trump. I just would like that energy, that passion that we have against him, be transferred to for some good Democrats.
That is a very profound call, and I want to highlight that to everybody before, as we go into the next caller. There is a temptation when you demonize somebody, and even if he deserves it, to spend your whole time doing that. But how about the good things the Democratic Party does? How about what Joe Biden has accomplished? How about the fact that in the last two cycles, Democrats got more votes for the legislature than Republicans, but they only got one third of the Senate seats and almost close to a little over one third of the assembly seats. The gerrymander is a fraud. We have to elect Democrats. Right now, there are 8 congressional districts in this country, in this state, and we only have 2 Democrats. I remember not too long ago when there were 9 of them and we had 7 Democrats. Not just gerrymandering. It is partly gerrymandering. It's partly the whole wave of the shift in politics in the state. So what Gordon of Milwaukee just said really bears deep thought by all of us, is this transfer a lot of this energy, and we'll stand up to Trump, but let's transfer it into something productive and positive to get Democrats elected to office. Excellent call. Thanks for calling. Dan and Monona, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Dan?
It doesn't matter if Trump gets convicted 3 times or not. His base is, have you seen these geniuses? They don't believe anything is true, what happens to them. They're just so out there. But if you ask them, what policies or things that Trump did during his presidency that they like, they don't know. Like, oh, he brought back the old light bulb. That was really great. Thanks. They're just, they're really, I like the interviews on YouTube. They're great.
Yeah, Dan, that's a very good call. I know exactly what you're saying, that there is a tendency to think that, okay, we indict him another time and that'll polish him off. That won't polish him off because other people, it's like water off a duck's back. But there are a couple of things, and I want to play off of what Gordon of Milwaukee said and you. Think about this. Right now, our economy, under Bidenomics, unemployment is as low as it's been since 1969. Inflation is getting under control. The Fed has lifted their inflation warning. Wages have gone up. You can get a job, and you can get a job in better wages than you did before. The economy right now, the CHIPS Act, hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, it's all come together. The point that the Republicans make, they'll say stuff like, oh, the economy is no good. No, the economy is very, very good. When they say they want what Trump did, what did Trump do? Trump weakened NATO, threatened to pull us out. This time he said he will pull us out. Vladimir Putin, praised Vladimir Putin, who's a genocidal sadist, and frankly, grabbed all the money he could. His son-in-law, Kushner, grabbed $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians. He was a crooked guy. He is a crooked guy. His administration was a crooked administration. We don't need him, and we don't need any of that crooked stuff in the government. But Gordon had a good point, and that is you don't just win on negativity. A lot of people say, all right, well, what are you guys doing? What do you mean, what are we guys doing? What do you mean, we guys doing? You take somebody like Ron Johnson, says that we should vote on Social Security every budget, re-vote. Tim Scott the guy from Florida goes, well, we should sunset it after 5 years. Does anybody care that Franklin Roosevelt got it passed in 1935? And the Supreme Court was about to invalidate it as unconstitutional. So he threatened to pack the court and scared a guy, and one of them chickened out, and 5-4, it went the right way. The things you take for granted, Social Security, low unemployment, decent wages, unions, although they've been under attack for a long time, and a decent society, is a Democratic Party and some moderate Republicans. I'll tell you what. Trump is not George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan. He's none of those people. It's a radical party, radical, radical party. And picking up on that, let's take a look at Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County. All right, we're going to go to Fulton County. We're going to start with Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's in your mind today?
Well, just a recap, something I saw this morning, the Jared Kushner $2 billion is actually $3.1 billion. It's $2 billion from the Saudis, but most of the other billion is 3 other oil states, including AEE,
UAE, UAE.
Yeah, a couple of those, with the letters in the small towns, small Persian Gulfdoms. And American is 1% of his fund. Now, how does a real estate guy become a funds manager?
Also, Bob, you could point out that what it was is an intended transfer of money to his pockets and then to Trump. Why do I say that? Because the arrangement for funds at that level are the fund manager gets 2% a year off the top, even if he does a lousy job. 2% of 1 billion is 20 million. 2 billion is 4%, 3 billion is 60 million. So he gets 60 million if he has 3 billion under management and fees. And all he has to do is hire a few secretaries and buy a few computers. 60 million bones. 60 million. Then he'll get 1.5% of anything he gets over the S&P 500 index. So let's say the S&P 500 returns 10%. If he returns 12%, he also, in addition to the other, gets 1.5% of the extra. So he makes a lot of bets trying to beat the S&P 500. Say he blows it. And they say he blows half the fund. He doesn't care because he still gets 2%. That was a money transfer to him and Donald Trump. Thank you very much for calling. And I had not realized that the United Arab Emirates and some of the others threw another $1 billion into his pocket. I want to talk about Atlanta. Fannie Willis, when I went on the air just now, just before I went on the air, about an hour before, she'd gotten through 5 of the 10 remaining witnesses. They expect that she will get through several of the rest today and that indictment could come down tomorrow or the next day. Under Georgia law, it has to be immediately returned. They can't stick it in their pocket and think about it to the judge, and he's got to stay in the courtroom, too. He's got to sit there. So if they go into the evening, the guy sits there. Then they issue the indictment. The word is it's going to be multiple counts against Trump and multiple other parties. And I think it's also what we call a mini RICO, a state RICO, racketeering and corrupt organization conspiracy. In other words, a racketeering enterprise among various actors. Now, let me tell you an amazing fact that just came out. Up until 2 days ago, 1 day ago, we all knew, I knew that in Coffee County, Georgia, and by the way, Coffee is spelled like a cup of joe, C-O-F-F-E-E, small county in Georgia. Coffee County, Georgia, some of Trump operatives were admitted by a criminal clerk down there into the voting area, and they copied all the voting information off the machines. That should be a felony. And I think you'll see that Fannie Willis says it is a felony. But everybody thought, and Trump's people go, oh, well, you know, that's just some zealous folks. It was not zealous folks. It was the Trump on down, from top down, because they just unearthed some emails in the Trump organization, and one of them went like this, quote, I just landed in D.C. with the mayor, i.e. Rudy Giuliani. Huge things starting to come together. Most immediately, we were just granted access by written invitation, yay, Y-A-Y. It came from Misty Hampton, who's this gal who I think probably now is cooperating to save herself, the Coffee County election official, who then claimed falsely that the county machines could swap votes. So if you voted for Trump, it'd show Biden, which was false. It was false. That was then circulated by the Trump lawyer connected to Giuliani. And you remember Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, African-American woman and her daughter? They got death threats. They had to leave town. They lost their business. They made these leather purses, and they were afraid to go into their shop, and they had to shut it down. They sued Giuliani for libel, defamation. Giuliani, the other day, admitted that he had defamed them, and he's going to be on the hook for large damages. Now, I've got to say something. Fannie Willis is not even an attorney general. She's a DA of a large county, Fulton County, that's Atlanta. She's the DA, and she has the chutzpah, the guts, the cojones, to bring a RICO action. She puts all this together. It will include fake electors. She gave immunity to some electors to rat on the other electors, and they're all getting swept into this net. I got a question. What's happening in Wisconsin? What is happening in Wisconsin? We have 10 fake electors, and we have Ron Johnson, who is running around with the Michigan state electors in his pocket. And according to paragraph 101 of the indictment, the Wisconsin electors too, which I hadn't known about before. And he had his chief of staff try to get him to Pence's chief of staff, who chickened out. He absolutely chickened out. And Johnson was part of this. He was part of this, and he claimed I was only involved for 3 seconds. Then later he said I was only involved for, a minute or something. You can commit a lot of felonies in 3 seconds, believe me. Believe me, you can commit a lot of crimes in 3 seconds or a minute. Then you have Voss setting up the hearing room. Voss, Robin Voss, yeah, that one. And Fitzgerald, who was in the state Senate at the time, getting it facilitated. If Fannie Willis were a DA here, there'd be a RICO action here in Wisconsin. What is going on? And I'm afraid to say, it's hard to make predictions totally, but I got to tell you, and you got to call the office there, why are they prosecuting fake electors in Michigan? Why are they prosecuting fake electors, Giuliani and a lot of other folks, including a former state officials in Georgia? And then what do we got here? We got crickets, nothing but crickets. There is no investigation pending right now. Absolutely no investigation pending right now. That is wrong, and something should be done. We have 1 minute. Mary of Madison, if you can squeeze it into a minute, love to hear what you have to say, and then I'll respond after the break.
Hey, Matt. You have to remember to include Jim Rufus, right? Because some people are saying that he might be the co-conspirator number, is it six? That he was involved in one of the original memos. But didn't also Jim Troupas oversee this horrible gerrymandering in Wisconsin? So these guys go way back. I mean, they go back to 2011 when they were trying to overthrow the Democratic democracy in Wisconsin.
Excellent point, Mary. I got to go to a break, but I'm going to pick up on that right after the break. I wasn't limiting it just to the 10 electors and the other three guys. Fannie Willis is taking care of business. We got to take care of business in this state. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 59. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow. Highs around 76. Lows around 56. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Low 80s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some of the callers have mentioned Robin Voss and the impeachment issue. I want to hit that right now. I think it's very, very important. Robin Voss shot his mouth off. Headline in the Milwaukee paper, I assume it was in some other papers, said that he and the Republicans will impeach and remove from office Janet Protasiewicz, a great judge, if she doesn't recuse herself on the gerrymander cases. Now, let's unpack that real quick. Robin Voss is illegitimate. He's an illegitimate speaker. He's a speaker in an assembly that is two seats away from having a supermajority, in other words, two-thirds, and he didn't even win the majority of the legislative votes in the last election. So the Democrats get over 50% of the vote, and they get one-third of the seats. That is fraud. That is corruption. Now, Janet Protasiewicz beat her opponent, a Republican opponent, by almost 11 points, 10 and a half points, 55-45, a little more than that. That is a landslide in any case, in any state, and in this state, a purple state, it's really a landslide. The Republicans want to get her out of there. And what? Tony Evers, if I'm Tony Evers, I reappoint her the minute she's out of there. And then they go through it all over again. Requires a majority in the assembly. They have that. It requires two-thirds in the Senate. They have that barely. If one senator, and it should be several senators, is going to have to be told, you had better vote against that impeachment, or we will bring out all forces against you. And some of them that are in kind of marginal seats are going to be scared, but it could work. So say it does work. First of all, if it goes up through a court of appeals, if the court of appeals says there should be new maps, and there's only six people in the Supreme Court instead of seven because she was removed, they would lock 3-3. And I don't, by the way, discount Brian Hagedorn. Brian Hagedorn was a stand-up guy on certifying Biden, and he also voted for some for changes in the legislature that the U.S. Supreme Court, the tarantulas, overruled. It's possible it would still pass. In other words, new maps. But if it didn't, and they deadlocked 3-3, the law is the Court of Appeals decision stands. So if it goes up through a Court of Appeals, that would stand. But the fact is that the impeachment law only permits impeachment for corruption or a crime, a felony or misdemeanor. Janet Protasiewicz has committed no felony, no misdemeanor, and she's as pure as the driven snow. She is one of the most ethical judges and prosecutors there were. John Chisholm is the most ethical prosecutor. He runs that office, a tight ship, that I've ever met. So if they gin up an impeachment on false grounds, who decides? The Wisconsin Supreme Court decides. Now, she will be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She will not recuse herself. Why should she recuse herself? She shouldn't recuse herself on the gerrymander case. Gableman got $1 million or so from the manufacturers and then sat in judgment and upheld the constitutionality of the manufacturer's exemption from income taxes. The Republicans are fraud on the hoof. You see what I'm saying? They worry about conflicts of interest only when their own fraud is being sniffed out. That legislature majority is fraudulent. That must be overturned. And they can't continue to assert their fraud by using fraudulent means to stop needed changes. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. You know, it just doesn't stop with the GOP in this state or nationwide for that matter. But this thing with Boss is about power, and he is corrupt himself. He's been involved in so much corruption, it's mind-boggling. And the other thing that really gets me is Judge, well, Bradley, the bad Bradley. She wants to rewrite history because she knows she's on the wrong side of history. So it goes on and on. And this, this whole thing's mind-boggling, man. I don't even know who these people are anymore, and I've said that before. Corruption is just a major thing with the GOP, but Voss, he's just a totally corrupt man. He's been involved in everything from fake electors right on down the road, and it's all about power. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I think I want to focus for a second here on the fake electors in Voss. He is the one who arranged the hearing room. You know what Fannie Willis would do with that? She had her chompers into a guy who arranged the hearing room. That guy would be toast. That guy would be toast. We're going to the lines. Caller, fellow Schmeck, is that your name from Appleton? What's in your mind today?
You bet. Call me Schmeck. Thanks for taking the call. Just wanted to reach out and ask about something seems to be missed a lot, and that's the point. So I understand Robin Voss, you can call him a bad guy, and Justice Janet did beat her candidate by 11 points, but what about how the point? She literally said the maps are wrong and need to be fixed as a campaign strategy, and justices are not to change laws or make policies or create laws or have opinions. They're supposed to see a court trial from a complete neutral standpoint and watch both sides of the cases to be presented. And this is a justice who literally ran saying that the maps are corrupt. So why wouldn't our new justice recuse herself after stating clearly her opinion? She boldly stated that she is very anti-maps. So doesn't that... Her opponent was very smart. Dan Kelly was smart to not comment. He always said, I don't care. He said, it doesn't matter what I think. People ask him questions all the time. I saw him up in Appleton.
But Schmeck, remember something. Let's take abortion for a second. Dan Kelly had a position. I respect his right to have that. She had a position. Neither one of them was going to recuse themselves on an abortion case. When it comes to these maps, they are gerrymandered. Everybody who's looked at it, every professor, everybody else has said, when you have one party gets over half the vote and gets a third of the seats, that's gerrymandered. She did say, you may not remember it, I'm not going to prejudge any case. I'll look at all the evidence. But she's entitled to her personal opinion. Listen, Schmeck, thanks for calling. Call more often. Like to hear your principal conservative. I really do. Coming to the end of the show. Great show, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Great callers. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. I'm signing off for today.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover,
of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.